Hello, how are you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 89. Stay with me. 11 more episodes to go. So what's up? Welcome to a new episode. If you're hearing this voice for the first time, my name is Awino Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast. Welcome, Wagwan. I know. It's been long, not long actually, but yeah, I know you didn't hear this voice on Sunday. I explained. So welcome to another episode. I'm back now. So yeah, how you doing? How you guys doing? I hope you guys are well. Happy Mashujaa Day. And I hope life is great on you. Life is fair. Whatever you want it to be, whatever it looks like for you, whatever you want it to look like for you. And quick one before I start the episode. Have you checked out my YouTube? Okay, guys, I can explain. I'm currently trying to edit the Unspoken on the Road, the first episode. Oh my gosh, I have a lot of footage, and then it's a lot of work. I'm so exhausted. And then I've been like busy lately, and then not even like busy. That's not even a reason. I've not been feeling like editing. I've not been feeling like vlogging. I don't know. I've not just been feeling like doing that shit. But now, I think I need to edit. I need to put out that series before the end of this month. It's long overdue now. So check out on that. Check out my YouTube and Spoken Podcast KE. Like, share, subscribe, comment. And then if you want to be part of the What's Your Spoken Story, the series, I'm in the production series. So I'm currently collecting the people. I'm currently shortlisting the people that I want to be on the next batch. So this is your time, because I need to figure that out, the same location and everything, do the logistics, all that. So if you want to be part of the What's Your Spoken Story, the series, because the year is coming to an end, so we gotta do this. I want to do like 10 more stories before the year comes to an end. Is that too much to ask? Is that too big of a dream? Is that being too ambitious or not? Yeah, I think I want to do 10 episodes, 10 stories. If bad, 5. Okay. Because Christmas is coming, December is coming, we are like, today is what? Okay, this episode was supposed to be Mashujaa Day for the Mashujaa Day, but I told you guys I want to be around, so I'm recording this literally on Tuesday, so yeah, and it's going up tomorrow on Wednesday. So yeah, what was I saying? I was saying, yeah, December is coming, and when it's December, you know, I'm doing Podmas, like every episode, I'll be uploading a podcast episode every day of December before Christmas. Podmas. You see how vloggers do Vlogmas. Now we have Podmas for podcasters. I think I started it last year and I want to do it this year. But by then I think I'll have reached 100 episodes. I want to reach 100 episodes before I start that. So we have 11 more episodes to go. So you guys, I have a lot of work to do. And it's the first new season. So yeah, is it only me who has started feeling like the festive vibe is up? And it's the best time of the year, honestly. The festive season. The last 3 months, quarter four, the best time of the year. Anyway, happy Mashujaa Day. And this episode, by the way, I was supposed to record it and upload it on Sunday, that was 20th October. Which was Mashujaa Day in Kenya, where we celebrate our heroes, our befallen heroes, our heroes who fought for independence. But honestly, this Mashujaa Day, I was celebrating our fallen soldiers, those people that we lost when we were fighting for, when we were rejecting the finance bill, when we had the protest in our country earlier this year in June and July. So this was Mashujaa Day. Actually, we were just celebrating those people, our fallen soldiers. And speaking of Mashujaa Day, I was thinking, That Sunday. Okay, I've been so busy. I've been almost everywhere. Before that Sunday, on Saturday, I went on my first audition. Actually, I went on my first audition. You remember the last episode when I was telling you guys how I want to venture into more stuff and not just be focused on the podcast? I want to spread my wings. I want to, like, I wanna expand my skill set. I wanna do more things. I wanna challenge myself. I wanna do new things. I wanna try new challenges. Okay, I did it. I did my first. I went on my first audition. Oh, it was so crazy. It was so crazy, and it was so fun at the same time. I was like, okay, like it was so fun. I was scared, bro. I used to think that I'm not camera shy. I'm that confident girl. Oops, shook. Hey, shock on me, bro. Do that day. I remember when I went for the show. We are so many. I was going for the show. Nakwambia nilifika hapo mbele, lines zikapote. And then I had to start again. But it was an awesome experience. Like, it just reminded me how I had neglected my acting. I had neglected my acting talent. I had forgotten about it. In fact, I've even lost the skill. I think, and it got me thinking, like, when it comes to talent, though, You think you're talented and you have that skill in you, but if you don't practice, I think it wears off. You don't become as good as when you practice it, when you put it to work. I realized that. I used to always think like, okay, I neglected my acting talent, my acting. But then I used to just know that, okay, but I know I have not been acting in a while, but I know it's in me. I know I can do it. I know when I just flip the camera on, I'm game, I'm good. But no, I have to do more. I have to practice every day. I have to hone that skill. I have to keep doing it if it's something I want to be doing, if it's an industry I want to be in. So that I really learned that day when maneno zilipotea. I had stage fright. Oh, I was camera shy, but it was a good experience, honestly, and I'm super proud of myself. I did the first audition, so I don't even know if I'm gonna get in. If I get in, good. If I don't, too bad, but also good because I took up the challenge. And I'll be doing this more. I I'm happy I went there because now I got the connections. I made friends. I networked with people. So I have I know a few people now who also in the industry, and I'll be going for more. Yeah, I wanna be there. I wanna be on a fucking billboard someday. I wanna be on a billboard. I've always wanted to be on a billboard. I wanna be on a billboard someday. I wanna be a brand ambassador of a brand. Is that too much to ask for though? I don't think so. So, speaking of which, what was today's episode? It was basically centered on Shujaa, on being a hero. I was also celebrating myself. When I went for that audition, I was my own hero because that was something I've been putting off, something I've been scared to do. But then that day I went out and I stood on that. As much as I was camera shy, as much as I fumbled kidogo and then I picked up, I'm proud of myself. I am a hero for showing up, for being confident and stepping on that stage. So I celebrated that. And I realized that when I was saying that I want to have a lot of skills to complement my talent. I want to have a lot of skills to complement my talent. Because, you know, knowledge is a game changer, you guys. Knowledge is a game changer. Like, having knowledge in different types of things, having the skills in different types of things, that thing is a game changer. That thing can set you up for life. Having skills in different things, that thing can set you up for life. That thing, like, you can just get opportunities with your skills. So I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to have more skills. So now I'm trying acting. Tick. Okay, I don't think I'm going back to acting, like to dancing, sorry. Like on a serious note. Maybe I dance on TikTok. But I'm looking on acting, tick, and then there are other things. These are the skills that I need to hone that I'm looking forward to it, because your skills complement your talent. Having your skills complement your talent. Because when you had that auditions, they were asking us, what else do you have? What other skills do you have? Even in Akutoa Inje, of course, you're acting there. Everyone there is an actor. Everyone there is good at what they're doing. So what makes you stand out? Your skills. So skills complement your talent. Be someone who seeks out to have more skills and everything. So yeah, I'm super proud of myself. I went on my first audition. I'm going to update you guys how it goes, but I don't know. And so that is something that I like doing. And then the things that came to my realization, diverge to other paths in life. Something I saw on TikTok really like it even inspired one of the things I want to talk about on this episode. Someone said that, someone said that you are still in your 20s, relax. No, thank you. They lied to you. If someone's telling you that you're still in your 20s, you have time, relax. Hey, it's a trap. It's a trap, girl. It's a trap. Run, run. No, that's a lie. That's a trap. Because in your 20s, it's when you lock in. That's when you lock in. That's when you go hard. You'll never be young and vibrant as you are in your 20s. That's when you lock in. Better start working. Like yesterday. Yesterday. You're in your 20s, you still have time. I will even say, if you're in kindergarten, if your kid is in kindergarten, the better start working, the better, the better start having plans for their future, because it's the ghetto. So that thing about that you're still in your 20s, you still have time. Don't even listen to those people. Don't even listen to that stuff. That's a trap. Go hard on your 20s, lock in. Better start working like yesterday. And then be a menace. Be a menace. I feel like when the girl, that animal that I used to be when I was 19, when I was 18, when I was like in my, when I was 18, 19, 20, 21, I want to be that menace, that animal that I was. I want to be that girl again. I think I was so hungry. And then I was not even afraid of anything when I was back then, when I was that young. I was not afraid of anything. I was not afraid of anything. So be a menace. Be a menace. Go out there. Go out there and do all those things that scare you. Go out there and get those skills. I'm heavy on skills. I'm at that point of my life when I'm heavy on skills. If you can write proposals and send out to people, if you can reach out, be a menace. Be a menace. Honestly, there was this girl who was saying this, and I really look up to her. And she was saying how she likes to have skills, and she works hard. She likes to have skills. She's big on expanding her skills. Claudia, I don't know if you guys know Claudia Naisabwa, a host. I really like. She's one of my people I look up to, honestly, in the industry. I look up to her. She's so young and she's so fierce. And she goes hard and she's so courageous, and then she's so confident, and then she has accomplished all these things at a young age, and then she's so smart. I was listening to her on another podcast over there from Mic Check, and then she was like, I really liked how she spoke, how I like how she thinks. So those are, I really look up to her, Manze. I like her. I really look up to her. So she was on, was saying how she's that big, but she still writes proposals. She still looks up to G. If she I don't know, she's even developing like an app. Like, you think that, and then I came to think about it that we're always admiring those people at the top, those people are like very successful, like someone you want to be as successful as them, and then you don't even know the work that they put in behind the scenes. I think to stay on the top, I think those people work even harder than us. You just have one thing that I guess you have one stream of income, and you're just on your comfort zone. Like, I'm sorted for life. But then those people who are at the top, those people work literally hard. They don't have time for resting. I was even listening to her talk about her schedule. Like, she's so busy. And that's how you stay at the top, man. That's how you win all those awards. That's how you host the biggest shows. You stay working. You stay honing your skills, you stay being the best, you stay at the top. That's what I actually realized. So that was really something that I learned, and it's something that I want to also try and do. I just have my podcast, I'm good. No, I have my job, I'm good, I'm sorted. That's bad. Stay hungry, never settle. And then another thing that, these are just random things I learned, you guys. I hope you'll understand. These are just random things that caught my attention this week when I was away, things that caught my attention. Another thing was, you are too broke to not be visible, Bana. You are too broke to not be visible. Even me, I was thinking, I'm just here. I have my podcast. I have won a few awards. I have my job. I can sustain myself. I'm good. Hey, I am too broke to not be visible. I am too broke. If it's auditions, I'm gonna go on those auditions. If it's going live on TikTok, go live on TikTok. If it's posting a vlog, post that vlog on YouTube. If it's uploading content, if it's taking IG photos, if it's going live on IG, if it's up, you are too broke. I am too broke. I am too broke to not be visible. I am too broke. In fact, there's a video that I think I posted a few months ago, which I said that you see how people say social media is not a real place. Social media should not influence you, should not give you pressure. I was like, I know it's not a real place. I know you don't have to believe. You should not believe everything you see on social media. But hey, let social media give me pressure. Let social media give me pressure. I am too broke to not believe all that shit. Let me believe that shit, even though it might be real, it might not be real, but let me believe it. Let me believe it so that I can work hard. Let it pressure me. Let social media pressure me to be a better version of myself. Let social media pressure me to work hard and be like all those people on social media. Let it pressure me in a positive way. So you're too broke to not be visible, man. Better upload that content. Better be on that IG live. Better post that vlog. Better post your product. Better, like, you're too broke to not be visible. The Bible says that, like, those who are diligent in their work shall stand between kings, not before kings. So do all those things. You're too broke to not be visible. If it's that skills you wanna get, the content, have that in mind. Another thing that caught my attention was external validation shouldn't be the reason you push yourself. External validation shouldn't be the reason you push yourself. Push yourself because you have a picture in your head of what you want to be. External validation, you want people to clap for you, you want congratulations, you want people to admire, that shouldn't be the reason you push yourself. Push yourself because you have a picture in your head. You have a picture in your head of you, who you want to be, of what you want to achieve. Okay? Really. All these things that I'm saying, like, have skills, do things that scare you. Don't do it because you want people to see that, that chick is working hard. That girl pushes herself. That girl is hardworking. No, do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. And then another thing that caught my attention while I was away was, the future holds anything you want it to hold right now. The future holds anything you want it to hold right now. It could be your dream car. It could be your dream job. It could be a family. It could be getting married. It could be getting a deal that you've always wanted, a partnership. It could be anything that you've always wanted. It could be anything, whatever you decide your future looks like. It looks like that, honestly. Simple. Whatever you decide your future looks like, it looks like that. So think about that. Think about that. And then another thing that caught my attention. Sleep is the only thing that will make you broke. Oh, hey. You remember in high school when they used to tell us that? In high school they used to tell us, that you don't sleep now so that you can sleep in future. Hey, that was a lie. Sleep is even, in fact, now you should not even sleep. After that, Lungalala High School, now is the time you should not even sleep. Sleep is the only thing that will make you broke. Sleep is the only thing that will make you broke. Go out there, wake up, be uncomfortable. I'm heavy on get out of the comfort zone. I'm heavy on that. Be a problem solver. Be a problem solver. Seek. Be enthusiastic. Be aggressive. Sleep. Hey, sleep is the only thing that will make you broke. Ooh, I've learned that. I'm learning that. So me, I'm trying to like have my, like, if it's working hours, I'm working like you have 24 hours. Honestly, you have 24 hours in a day. There are a lot of things you can do in 24 hours. Think about that. Think, really, really think about that. So those are the things that really came to my attention these past few days, and that going to the auditions and everything, and just being out there and chasing your dreams, and just being a go-getter and not being in a comfort zone. Those are the things that came, like, those are the things that caught my attention. And then in the sense of, you're a hero, mashujaa day and everything. So if you are someone who goes out, you strive to be better, you strive to do better, you say what you know what you want and you go ahead to get it, then I'm celebrating you today. You're a hero. You're a hero for that. So happy Mashujaa Day. And I hope you've learned something from this episode. I don't know if it's been all over the place. I don't know if it's been all over the place, but I hope you've just caught one thing, one or two things. But yeah, feels good to be back home and doing all this stuff. And yeah, remember to submit your unspoken story. Check out my IG and everything. My TikTok, follow me on TikTok. I'm now trying to be active on TikTok. Yo, I'm too broke to not be seen. I'm too broke to not be visible. So I'm trying to put myself out there on all the social media platforms. So check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE, like, subscribe. And then check out my TikTok, Awino Awiti, Unspoken Pod KE. Twitter, I'm really struggling with Twitter. Am I the only one who's like not a Twitter person, an ex person? Like, yo, I don't even know the last time I opened my Twitter app. Now, Nangatiza, my memes everywhere, but I'm not like a Twitter person, honestly. You can't be all those things and everywhere. So I so then IG, I was very active on my IG. I got my account back, so yeah, Awinawiti and Spoken Podcast KE. Yeah, that's awesome. So I'll see you guys on this episode was supposed to go on Sunday, so this is a Sunday episode. So I'm uploading another episode tomorrow for Wednesday, because I have to catch up. So I'm uploading another episode tomorrow for Wednesday, and then I'm uploading, and then on Sunday. So I'm uploading three episodes this week. Yo, it's crazy. So I'm just recording this, and then I'm recording the other episode for tomorrow. So that's what's up. I'm gonna have to love and leave you guys. So be safe, and remember what I've told you. Go hard. Go hard and everything. Be a shujaa, okay? I'm gonna see you tomorrow, okay? Adios!